In lots of ways, 2012 looks a lot like 2011. And that's a problem when you consider 2011 was not a good year economically.
For both Connecticut and Long Island, employment levels and incomes stayed the same. The good thing is they didn't go down like the housing market did once again on both sides of the Sound.
If there is, in fact, an economic recovery underway, it's not really showing up in the 2012 census data. Martin Cantor is the director of the Long Island Center for Socioeconomic Policy.
The politicians want you to think that the economy is rebounding. You know, it's not. It's recovering on Wall Street. You know, we're getting a lot of financial services jobs. But when it comes down to the people who have to earn a living, they're not getting raises, and the economy hasn't improved.
Since 2008, there's been a gradual shift of people in both Connecticut and Long Island away from private health insurance and towards public insurance, either Medicaid for the poor or Medicare for older people.
Ellen Andrews of the Connecticut Health Policy Project says that's in part because fewer employers are offering health coverage.
And the ones who are raising the prices on workers to where people can't afford it anymore. And many of these people are low income or maybe laid off who end up on Medicaid because they qualify because of their income.
The growing ranks of the working poor are also seen in the number of people receiving food stamps, also known as SNAP benefits. On Long Island, SNAP benefits stayed about the same.
12% of Connecticut residents get that kind of help, compared to 6.6% in 2008. Lucy Nolan heads the advocacy group End Hunger Connecticut.
So we clearly have a problem with people with food insecurity, and since SNAP is the biggest program to help people get good nutrition, it's clear that people are using the program and need the program.
Nolan says that's why she's worried about a vote expected in the U.S. House this week that could cut the SNAP program by as much as $4 billion.
And on Long Island, experts worry what impact Superstorm Sandy will have on demand for public assistance in the next year's data.
This year's data says in Connecticut, about 11% of people are living below the poverty line.
On Long Island, it's below 7%, or about 8.5% of kids.
15% of kids under the age of 18 in Connecticut are living in poverty. Matt Santacros of the advocacy group Connecticut Voices for Children says they're mostly in the cities.
To the extent that these kids really represent the future of our state's workforce, the future of our state's economy, and, you know, the future of our state's leadership, it's really important that we tackle this in a meaningful and concerted way.
The number of people getting public assistance in Connecticut grew in the 2012 numbers, while the amount of that assistance dropped quite a bit to a five-year low. That's in part because of a reduction in federal home heating assistance.
The census also covers demographic trends, and some trends that have been underway for a while became slightly more pronounced in 2012. Both Long Island and Connecticut got a little bit older, a little more single, and spoke less English and more Spanish. On Long Island, there were fewer whites, whereas in Connecticut, the number of whites stayed about the same.
Asians increased their numbers on both sides of the Sound, along with Latinos, while the number of people claiming Irish or Italian ancestry declined. Overall, there were about 6,000 more households in Connecticut in 2012 than 2011.
On Long Island, the more urban Nassau County has grown slightly in household population, while more rural Suffolk has declined for a second year in a row. Peter Salins is a public policy professor at Stony Brook University. He says the suburbs just aren't fashionable anymore for young married families.
So if you look at the demographics of the region, the market for the kind of housing and the kind of lifestyle that we specialize in, that market is declining.
The gap between rich and poor stayed essentially the same on both sides of the Sound, as well as nationally. Long Island continues to be more equal than the rest of the country.
While the level of inequality in Connecticut is still much greater than the national average.
In New York, I'm Charles Lane.
And in Connecticut, I'm Craig LaMolt.